Hi, I'm back, and this is a very special podcast episode for Black History Month. It is about an outstanding person called Mary Seacole. So, who even is Mary Seacole? Mary Seacole was born on November 23rd in 1805, which was 220 years ago. She was born in Kingston, Jamaica, and she was the daughter of a brave Scottish soldier and a genius Jamaican mother, who taught her traditional healing skills and herbal remedies. Sorry, that was my dog. Her mother ran a hotel where wounded soldiers stayed, and Mary learned to care for them during the cholera outbreak in Kingston when she was only 12. This early exposure to healthcare probably laid the foundation for her utterly amazing future career as a nurse and smart businesswoman. And those traditional talents will come in very useful when a big war started, called the Crimean War. Mary bravely offered to help, using her knowledge of medicines to nurse in the British army. But because of horrendous prejudice at the time, they turned down Mary Seacole's helping hand because of racial discrimination. Just because she was half Jamaican, she wasn't allowed to join the other great nurses of her time and assist them in protecting the British soldiers from death. But was that going to stop her? Oh no, it wasn't. So, in the thick of the battle, Mary Seacole established the British Hotel, in which she cared for and cured wounded and poorly soldiers. But sadly, after risking her own life and being so very compassionate and kind by helping soldiers, she returned to London, where for the rest of her life she wasn't recognised for her amazing deeds. In fact, her autobiography, The Wonderful Adventures of Miss Seacole in Many Lands, was published shortly after her return, but she was largely forgotten until the 20th century, when people finally began to recognise how utterly fantastic she was. So, if you listen to my podcast a lot, then you'll know that in every episode there's two truths and a lie, and this time it's about the amazing Mary Seacole. Number one, there's a hospital named after Mary. The hospital is called the NHS Seacole Centre. It's located in Leatherhead, Surrey. If only she was there to see stuff like this happen. Number two, she was welcomed into England with open arms, and after her amazing work healing soldiers, they celebrated her for the rest of her life. And number three, she was the first black woman ever to write an autobiography. How amazing is that? So, which one is it? Drumroll, please. It was number two. Sadly, she wasn't welcomed into England with open arms. But she persevered, and she now has a legacy of courage, generosity and compassion. Thank you so much for listening and joining me in celebrating the outstanding life of Mary Seacole.